This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Two teenagers are dead in that wreck that sent a Porsche plunging from Route 304 in Rockland County. Cops say a 17-year-old was at the wheel. WCBS reporter Steve Burns has more. It's a live update from Pearl River. Steve.
Yeah, Paul, that car was sent flying about 50 feet off the Route 304 overpass, landed on its roof on the New Jersey Transit train tracks, then became a flaming, mangled mess of metal. Of the three teenagers in the car, only the driver survived. 17-year-old Aisha Radonchik of Orangetown was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. 15-year-old Saniha Chekik of Brooklyn and 17-year-old Alton Nizaj of Pearl River were pronounced dead. Joe Gepner lives nearby. He tells CBS2 he heard a bang, ran over. The fire department arrived soon after.
And to tell you the truth, it took a long time. I kept seeing the flames. No matter what they did, they just kept coming up.
Police say the Porsche collided with a Jetta on 304 before going over the bridge. The Jetta driver wasn't hurt. Anyone who witnessed the crash is being asked to get in touch with Orangetown police as they investigate what happened. NJT service on the Pascack Valley line was suspended between Nanuet and Pearl River, but things are back to normal this morning. Live in Pearl River, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Another bike rider has been killed on the streets of New York City. It's the 25th this year. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is live with that story from Broad Channel. Marla?
And we're on Cross Bay Boulevard this morning, Wayne, and for all intents and purposes, it is a highway, and they're repaving the road surface. On the stretch where the cyclist was killed on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, police say 60-year-old Bogdan Darmetko of Elmhurst veered left into traffic and was struck by a westbound SUV whose driver did remain on the scene. Speeding on Cross Bay Boulevard is a big problem, and residents have been asking for a traffic light at the intersection of East 4th Street for years, says Danny Stevens. He spoke to CBS2.
Cars travel pretty fast right over here, and with the bike lane being gone and the street being ripped up, there was no designated path for anybody to ride bikes. So it was kind of just a matter of time before something happened, because it's a recipe for disaster, you know.
The grim toll for city cyclists continues to rise. He was the 25th to die in the five boroughs this year. The alarming number prompted the mayor to ramp up construction of new protected bike lanes, promising 30 each year for the next 5 years. And we're live in Broad Channel. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
An NYPD officer is charged with menacing after he allegedly pointed his gun at two waitresses at a karaoke bar in Queens. The Post reports that Hyun Kim is charged with pointing his gun after a waitress who spotted the weapon asked if he was a gangster or something. That's when he allegedly pulled out his weapon, dropping an ammo clip on the floor of the bar and scattering bullets. The startled waitress rushed to report the incident to her boss. When confronted, Kim allegedly pointed the weapon at another waitress. Kim and his sergeant, who was with him at the time, have been suspended without pay. In last Tuesday's incident, he was arrested on Saturday, given a desk appearance ticket, and he goes to court for arraignment on the 28th.
The MTA is facing a deficit. $200 million next year operating deficit. That could lead to service cuts, layoffs. The Daily News has a letter from the MTA chairman Pat Foy saying the current cost structure is not where it needs to be. A consulting firm earlier recommended the MTA cut 2,700 jobs. At a board meeting in August, Foy said that the deficit could balloon to $1 billion by 2023. Well, the sun should have risen by now, but there's no evidence this morning of that, Greg Allen.
Not just yet. Nope. It is still pretty much overcast around the region. No rainfall anymore to worry about. Most of that stayed south and east of us anyway last night. And clearing will get underway as we go through the morning hours. It is mild, though. It should be down closer to 50. We're at 59 right now, heading up to 68 to 74. So it'll turn out pretty nice and pretty mild for the parade today. And just for anybody who's got the afternoon off, you'll enjoy it outdoors. Tonight will be clear, 50 to 55 city, 40s in the suburbs. And tomorrow is another nice day with highs in the mid-60s. Wednesday, cloudy with rain developing by afternoon. And it could be a significant rain, finally, for the tri-state area. Highs will be up around 65 degrees Wednesday, and that rain goes into Wednesday night. Right now for the city, it is 59. Humidity still up there at 87%. Light variable breezes. Today's high, a little over 70.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.